News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
There is a young 3D printing company in Galway called MedScan3D. What they do is they make anatomical models of body parts, including internal organs, which doctors then use, surgeons can use when they're planning procedures. It's not what MedScan3D are doing at the moment, though. Jackie O'Connor is their founder. She joins us on the line. Jackie, what are you doing?
Hi, Kieran. We are printing face shields for nursing homes at the moment, but hopefully going forward we can supply to hospitals and the wider community.
And how did this come about?
Well, there's a group called COVIDMedSupply.org, and they are basically, they connect hospitals to local businesses who may have different PPE or medical supplies in stock. So if they have that in stock, then they can connect with their local hospitals or nursing homes, and they can then donate these to them free of charge. But coming from that, then we had a lot of nursing homes contact us, because I'm sure you've all read that the nursing homes haven't been getting first dibs on the PPE that's been coming in. So with all the people that have contacted us, then we said, well, okay, we can donate some, but, you know, supply is going to run out fairly quickly. So we set up a GoFundMe page just to see if the public wanted to donate just for the supplies, yeah. And to allow it to give more to as many nursing homes as possible. And we had, I think initially we just put 2,000 up as the target, and within 24 hours we hit the 2,000 mark. So wow. It was quite overwhelming to see the connection with the local people.
Big response. So is the plan then to keep trying to raise money and keep printing PPE as long as it's needed?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, as long as people are donating, you know, we can keep donating to the nursing homes. We have, I think, 15 to 20 nursing homes on our list now that we're going to donate to. I think we're up to €6,000 now. So people are continuing to do so. I think people feel like they want to do something. And, yeah. You know, they've been told to stay at home, and they're obviously happy to do that. But I think also people want to do a little bit more, and this is giving them the option to do that. So we're really thankful to everybody that's donated, and we're going to be starting to deliver from tomorrow to these nursing homes that are so grateful.
Oh, yeah. Look, it is a great story. I know that 3D printing process can be a kind of a slow and cumbersome one. How many can you churn out?
Yeah, I mean, 3D printing in general is not for high throughput. It's normally, you know, smaller volumes. But we have quite a lot of, like our primary business, 3D Technologies, there's a larger company involved. And they have 6 different 3D printers on the go. So we can print in around 20 to 30 in a 24-hour period. So my husband James actually runs the other side of the company, and he's been going in every evening at 9 o'clock to switch over the plates and put a new print on, so that when we come in the morning, there's another set that we can take off. So we're trying to get as many out as possible in a 24-hour period.
All right. Well, look, if people want to contribute so that you continue to roll these off the presses, how do they do so?
So COVID-19 PPE supply for our Irish nursing homes. I think that's at home right now. COVID-19 supply for our Irish nursing homes. That's it. Yeah. So I'm on Facebook as well. There's a fundraiser page there, and there's also the GoFundMe page, which is kind of the main link. Which is on there. So yeah, we'd really appreciate it. And as I said, we'll keep posting and letting people know when the supplies hit the nursing homes.
Yeah, you do that. Jackie O'Connor, founder of MedScan3D. Jackie, thanks a million for speaking to us. Great story, Shane, about how different companies are responding. Not just companies, I know people with 3D printers doing this at home. Lots of people sharing images on social media. I know there's an office supply store in Irish Town in Kilkenny. They're going 24 hours a day. They have a single 3D printer just printing face masks and getting them out to people who need it. There is lots of that going around in the country.
Yeah, well done to MedScan. Good to see that kind of innovation, Kieran.